USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An investigation by Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs Committee argues the White House's leadership during last year's withdrawal from Afghanistan led to tragic yet avoidable outcomes. Appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Congresswoman says the report highlights a lack of planning by the White House.
This just validates what we thought was going on all along. It outlines the lack of planning, the lack of urgency by the White House, by the National Security Council, by the State Department.
Two former Minneapolis police officers accused of being involved in George Floyd's death will go on trial this fall. Tutau and J. Alexander King rejected their final plea offers of 36 months in prison. If they're convicted, they'll receive 12 or more years behind bars. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
A delegation from the U.S. Congress is in Taiwan Monday in a show of support for the island. In Taipei, Massachusetts, Democratic Senator Ed Markey says we must do everything we can to maintain peace and stability for Taiwan.
We have a moral obligation to do everything we can to prevent an unnecessary conflict. And Taiwan has demonstrated incredible restraint and discretion during challenging times.
The visit comes not long after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan, which sparked military exercises by China. Although the U.S. does not support Taiwanese independence from China, the U.S. does supply them with defense equipment. Tesla has made more than 3 million cars. CEO Elon Musk making the announcement that the electric car company maker's plant in Shanghai hit the 1 million mark. The plant in Fremont, California surpassed 2 million cars. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An attorney for former President Donald Trump is continuing to speak out after the former president's home was raided last Monday.
The attorney for President Trump is unloading on the weaponizing of the FBI in an effort to attack their political opponent. Christina Bobb says the FBI and the Department of Justice have boxed themselves into a corner, and the American people are starting to see the pattern from Democrat leadership.
We let them in there before, and other attorneys on the team have gone through that, combed through it to make sure there wasn't something that people weren't aware of. And, you know, I'm not convinced that there's actually anything in there, but we'll see. We'll have to see what they come up with. But I also think it's convenient for them that they're shrouding this in a national security blanket because they don't want to disclose what they're doing because what they're doing is wrong. And so they want to hide it behind the premise that this is, it's a matter of national security.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner's defense team is appealing a Russian court's verdict against the WNBA star for drug possession and trafficking. Griner, who played for a Russian club during the WNBA's offseason, was arrested at a Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges containing marijuana were found in her luggage. A loud boom heard in northern Utah over the weekend was caused by a meteor. The National Weather Service confirmed the signature form of the meteor just after 8:30 a.m. local time on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.